There is no place like home, and the Giants are set to make their home debut for the 2017 season Monday night against the Detroit Lions. I'm Madeline Burke, joined by Howard Cross and Carl Banks. Welcome to Crossfire, fellas. Let's get to it. In week one, Brandon Marshall was targeted just four times for one reception. So week two, to get this offense going, our debate today, the Giants need to get Marshall going early and often to win this one.
No. I think the Giants need to get the Giants going early and often and integrate their best players. But force-feeding a wide receiver is not the way to get this team back on track. There were a lot of things that they had to correct.
I tell you what, force-feeding a wide receiver, if that was Odell Beckham, people would be like, okay, we got to give him the ball, we got to give him the ball. The problem is when you're playing against guys you don't really know their names and you may not know their names for the rest of the season, throw that guy the ball, even if you're throwing it on one step, just get it up to him, a 6'5 receiver. How could you go wrong?
Well, that was last week's news, Howard. This week, it's a different story. But I do agree, you got a mismatch. You've got to integrate that into your game plan, and then you got to come out focused on execution.
Well, in this week, a run may not be the thing we can get to quickly, so let's throw a quick pass to Brandon. One-step drops, two-step drops, just throw it up, give him a shot early and often, back shoulder, make him a player on the outside that gives guys a problem, and that will ease things off just a little bit.
Well, I don't disagree with that, but I think they've got to get to it the right way. They've got to be systematic, and because they don't run well doesn't mean they shouldn't run, because running the ball brings the linebackers up, and it opens up the pass.
I guess I'm a fan. That's why you want to throw it every time.
Well, in 2016, the Lions had a historically bad passing defense. They returned all of their starters in the secondary, so we'll see if the Giants exploit that matchup. Monday Night Football, Giants-Lions at MetLife Stadium.